Jake Wilson, best friend. That's okay. It's okay.
How are you?
How's it going?
Good.
Tough loss for you guys. So you've had a rough stretch here to start the season with a lot of games on the road and tough travel schedule. Can you just talk about what you guys are going through?
Yeah, you know, we try to schedule a very competitive schedule. We try to challenge our guys in the non-league schedule, all in hopes that it will really prepare us for Patriot League play. So we've had some bumps early on. We've got some young players that are stepping up and playing some pretty heavy minutes for us. So I'm really hopeful that we'll learn from these experiences, these tough experiences on the road, and be a better team down the road.
You guys have been such a good rebounding team this year, top 10 percentile in the nation offensively and defensively. Does it pain you to see Harvard do so well on the offensive boards?
Yeah, I give credit to Harvard for going and attacking the glass. We had the same thing at Quinnipiac where we didn't rebound as well. But I thought the second half, we showed a lot more heart and emotion on the glass, rebounding the basketball, and it looked more like one of our teams. We did a much better job, except for a stretch of about 6 or 7 minutes in the second half where Harvard got some offensive rebounds. But I like the passion we were bringing in the second half in terms of rebounding and defensive intensity.
You mentioned that you seemed to come out after halftime really fired up, and Harvard didn't seem quite ready for that. You guys got right back in the game. Could you talk about just the run that you guys made to get back in the game?
Yeah, you know, I thought our guys really responded to the challenge that I put before them. I didn't think we competed very well in the first half. I thought Harvard really did a great job of setting the tone with their level of intensity, and I thought we had to respond. And I thought the second half we came out and we played at a much higher intensity level, and it got us back into the game, the way that we played, the hunger and the passion that we showed on both ends of the floor. If we can do that for a full 40 minutes, then I think we can be a pretty good team.
You talk about Olivero's performance tonight.
Yeah, Jose's been a great player for us all year. He'll usually see a very aggressive on-the-ball defense, and then help side defenders rotating in, trying to steal the ball, or post players trying to take charges, and he just still finds a way to score for us. Whether it's jump shots, drives, he's just really a well-rounded offensive player, and we certainly rely upon his skill to help free up other easy opportunities for our guys.
You're trying to break in some younger guys, and Carrington seemed to have a really good game for you guys in the post.
Yeah, I thought we got great performances out of Zaire Carrington and Phil Anderson. You know, Zaire is a freshman, and Phil's a sophomore, so two young players that came out and played with passion and played with some heart and some intensity, rebounded the ball, blocked some shots, definitely made mistakes out there, but they're at least mistakes where they were competing and playing hard.
Next year on to your alma mater, Notre Dame. Could you talk about what it means to come back and play against that program?
Yeah, it's going to be a great experience. I'm certainly looking forward to going back. It'll be another very tough challenge for us. The team is very good. So a Big East opponent on the road. Be a tough challenge for us, but I know our guys are looking forward to it. I know I'm certainly looking forward to it. Have a lot of family and friends in the stands, and hopefully we can just come out and compete at a very high level of intensity.
Got a flight to catch. We'll let you go.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.